Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Hang on, I'm going to skip that. You did that in the news.
Really?
Well, I thought it was bizarre. In Lawrence, Massachusetts, dozens of home explosions and fires.
It's a wild story.
Caused by gas issues on Thursday. I mean, it's a straight-up news story. But it's just so wild that that would happen. And one person was killed, a teenager, Lionel Rondon. And he was killed when a house exploded and its chimney fell onto the vehicle in which he was sitting. That's just horrible.
Your number is clearly up when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, and so the gas technicians are going house to house to approximately 8,000 affected natural gas customers to verify that the gas meters are shut off or shutting them off. But dozens of houses, there were explosions in all these houses. That's unbelievable.
So years ago in Manayunk on the street that I lived, they were doing some work and cut one of the gas lines. And you could smell the gas in and around the area.
Oh, it's scary when you smell that.
Yeah, and so
that,
they quickly went around and told everybody, you know, light matches because we can't see.
All right, a man was arrested for allegedly throwing rocks and other objects at cars on the Northwest Corridor express lanes, but he was doing it for about 5 hours on Monday.
He's throwing rocks at passing vehicles for 5 hours?
Yes. Jesse Lamar Tolbert, who is 40 years old, was arrested by Georgia State Patrol after admitting to troopers that he was throwing objects onto the express lanes in an attempt to get arrested.
I'm leaving now, honey. I gotta go do the rock throwing thing.
He was on an elevated part of the exit ramp, which overlooks the express lanes.
I'll be at my favorite overpass.
He allegedly struck a Toyota Venza's windshield with a rock or metal object.
Nailed it!
He remains in the county jail on a $5,000 bond, and he faces 4 misdemeanor charges, including criminal trespass, reckless conduct, littering, and pedestrians being on or along highways.
I don't care how passionate you are. Rock throwing will run its course, I think, after an hour.
Maybe something, but this
guy... You can milk it for 5?
He stuck it out for 5.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's like...
He had to go for lunch.
Yeah, that's almost 3 movies right there.
How many rocks? And just in rock collecting alone.
Yeah, just the time just to find the rocks to throw.
You don't just go there and there's a pile of rocks waiting for you.
No, you do.
You gotta seek them out.
Is it a train overpass or overpass? Because if he's at a train overpass, the rocks are there.
No, Casey, it was not a train overpass.
It was just a regular overpass.
Fake news.
He was hitting cars.
I know.
So a man arrested early yesterday for pleasuring himself in public told police that engaging in such illicit pleasure sessions actually helps with his anxiety.
So between the throwing rocks and this, I'll take this.
Cops allege that Carlos Salvador was naked from the waist down when a witness spotted him around 2:30 a.m. inside a 24-hour laundromat in Clearwater, Florida. The guy is sitting there with no pants on at all, nothing from the waist down, and he's jerking it in a laundromat. Hmm.
But in his defense, he was cleaning his pants.
In a 911 call, the witness reported a male suspect was pleasuring himself out in the open. When police arrived at the laundromat, Salvador was seated inside, pleasuring himself while watching pornography on his phone.
Uh-oh, 5-0's here.
During police questioning, Salvador reportedly admitted previously pleasuring himself in public and saying that it helps with his anxiety. He was arrested for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor, and booked into the county jail, and was later released on his own recognizance. It was Florida Man.
Florida Man. Did you ever spend any time in a 24-hour... laundromat?
Oh, sure, yeah.
They're interesting places.
Oh, yes,
it's like a sociological experiment going on.
I would agree with you on that. An illegal exotic animal peddler was busted on Long Island with 11 lizards stashed in his car, including poisonous Gila monsters that were in the middle of escaping.
You know how Gila monsters like to hang their heads out the window?
you know, their tongue actually drags on the ground. SPCA President Gary Rogers said that that could have been a hazard to him by getting bit. And if he had gotten bit, it could have been a hazard to anyone on the road. Authorities have been investigating Anthony Camerata's business partner, Doug Delacave, when they spotted the 27-year-old Camerata pulling out of Delacave's driveway with the Gila monsters in the vehicle. When Anthony was
There he goes with his Gila monsters again.
Was attempting to move the car out of the driveway. He had 5 bearded lizards and 2 Gila monsters in the passenger's rear compartment, as well as a 3rd Gila.
We're going motoring.
In the trunk, he had an American alligator and two dwarf caimans as well.
How come they get the trunk?
The Gilas were between 2 and 2.5 feet long. The alligator was 2.5 feet long. Earlier in the day, authorities had raided Delacave's pet store called Reptile Rage, where an officer found a 5.5-foot water monitor, one of the largest lizards in the world when fully grown, and the second heaviest lizard in the world. The water monitor was being kept in an enclosure with an unlocked door that could have easily been manipulated by the lizard, which had nails which were approximately 4 inches long.
Dear God.
Authorities went to Delacave's home packing a warrant, and that's when they allegedly spotted Camarada with the other illegal lizards. They are classified as dangerous animals, and they need a permit, and they didn't have them.
So they went to his room, and they found them in a terrarium below his Dio poster.
Is that what it was? All right. Nancy Crampton Brophy, a 68-year-old romance writer who once wrote a blog about, quote, how to murder your husband, has actually been charged with murdering her husband.
Well, that's a book I'm going to read.
Crampton Brophy was also charged with unlawful use of a weapon. She was arrested on September 5th, months after her husband, Daniel Brophy, was fatally shot at his job.
I see a new book called How to Beat a Murder Rat.
Brophy is the author of novels like The Wrong Cop and The Wrong Husband. She often wrote about women in marriages who thought about or faked their own death.
Don't they, when people do this, and you've had a couple stories that are similar to this, don't they see the you know, it's
obvious.
Stay away from it. Hire someone.
She once said, as a romantic suspense writer, I spent a lot of time thinking about murder and consequently about police procedure. After all,
this is like every Columbo that was ever made.
If the murder is supposed to set me free, I certainly don't want to spend any time in jail. And let me say clearly for the record, I don't like jumpsuits or orange isn't my color.
And one more thing. You wrote a book about how to kill your husband. Mm-hmm. I think you killed your husband.
All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. What's a good one to end on? How about this one? A British ultra runner has been candidly photographed pausing during a grueling 106-mile race.
Jesus.
To breastfeed her 3-month-old son. Oh, Sophie Power had just stopped for after 16 hours of running to feed her baby, Cormac, at a rest stop on the epic ultra trail Mont Blanc race when the picture was taken.
They don't make a baby Bjorn that allows you to keep running while you breastfeed?
Mrs. Power, who logged 112 miles during the event, completed the monumental route that crosses Italy, France, and Switzerland in 43 hours and 33 minutes.
That's insane.
The runner and mother of two usually feeds every 3 hours, but it took her a testing 16 hours to reach Courmayeur, where her baby was hungry and waiting. Before she reached him, she was met by her husband at every aid station along the route, where he would hand her a breast pump and ferry back the milk to their baby son. So she was pumping while she's running 106 miles.
Not only does she look like a warrior,
yeah,
her husband looks like a little bitch.
Really?
Hey, the baby. What do I do? I don't know what to do.
I tell you what, let me just climb this mountain range at a full clip, and when I get down, I'll make us dinner and feed the baby.
Yep.
And I'll change the oil in our car.
You promise?
Hey.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Managers of the Shimokubo Dam have devised a unique way of warding off pesky thrill seekers who come for a test of courage in the belief that the dam is haunted. The poppy up-tempo sound of a superhero theme song plays from a loudspeaker whenever people or cars approach the dam at night, transforming the atmosphere of the dark, deserted place. The measure is expected to wipe away the negative image of the dam as haunted, which is a rumor that has plagued local residents for years.
Where is the Poopy Doopy Dam?
It's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It straddles the Fujioka Gunman Prefecture and the Kamakiwa Satima Prefecture.
And the Alan Lipschitz Planetarium.
The dam is known as a sacred spot in the world of takusatsu sci-fi films.
Uh-huh.
And has been a filming location for popular live-action programs like the Kamen Rider series of the 1980s. It was more than 10 years ago when the area got a bad name. A rumor that the dam was haunted spread on the internet, and young people began coming there to test their courage as well as to break into the abandoned building.
You don't want to go there. The dam is haunted.
Make loud noises.
You make loud noises.
And generally irritate locals.
There's a bunch of ghosts that make, they go boo.
In response, the Japan Waters Agency Shimokubo Dam Operation and Maintenance Office decided to act on its own. They installed sensors at two locations, and when the sensors detect any movement between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.,
the music plays.
A speaker on the Gunma side airs the theme song of a local superhero group, Kijin Sentai Dam Saver, or a song called Water Fantasia, while another on the Satama side plays Jojiman Ondo,
as it should be,
or George Mann's dance song. It's composed by a group of dam aficionados, by the way.
Dam aficionados.
I just thought it was very strange and added it to the bizarre file.
So is this, I wonder if the kids are going to the dam and then falling off said dam or getting injured in their pursuit of paranormal activity?
There was an abandoned waterworks plant out by where I lived in St. Louis. Actually, it was a ways off. It was like an hour and a half drive, hour and a half. And we would go there at like 2 o'clock in the morning and go through the underground tunnels all through this stuff, and there were satanic things spray painted all over the place.
I love places freaky, like that. Yeah,
and we would just go there to go there. And
if you go there now, though, you hear what happens. Uh-oh. You trip a sensor, and the music of The Image starts playing.
Oh my God. That scares everyone away. All right, so a self-fondler is off the streets of Memphis after exposing himself in front of a Walgreens. A woman contacted police after she saw Clayton Gamble outside of a Walgreens exposing himself, pleasuring himself as
well. Sorry, man, I was playing with my junk.
Police said the woman was scared to exit the Walgreens store until police arrived, and as they arrested Gamble, he had a spontaneous utterance, and I quote, of, "Y'all can't let me have no fun."
Y'all can't let me have no fun as he pleasures himself outside the Walgreens.
He was charged with indecent exposure. did you guys hear about this? A California wedding planner is being accused of lying about having a husband who's a firefighter in order to receive donations meant to go to crews helping battle the state's wildfires.
It's despicable.
Yeah, between August 10th and the 17th, Ashley Bemis scammed people out of $11,000 worth of cash and gift donations, including blankets, baby wipes, socks, and food. Bemis claimed to be married to a firefighter named Shane Goodman that worked for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Bemis gave a list of suggested donations and told her Facebook friends that she would be helping deliver the donated items to the firefighters, but she kept the money. Suspicions started when a Cal Fire employee used an internal database to look up Shane Goodman, and there was nobody Shane Goodman at all. An investigation has been opened. No charges have been filed against Bemis as of yet, so we'll see if that ends up happening. Animal rescuers in Ireland are now setting traps after reports of cougar sightings in the countryside were deemed credible.
Whoa.
Vincent Cashman of the Cork Society for the Prevention
of... There's a 48-year-old woman with a lot of makeup.
No.
Sitting at the bar. I think we need to set a trap. She said her name was Velma.
No, this is an actual predatory animal.
Oh, like an actual
predator.
Yeah, oh, I'm setting it the wrong trap.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
I put a martini and a pack of cigs on the bar. For that particular type of cougar.
So Vincent Cashman of the Cork Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals suggested that the cougar may have been an exotic pet that escaped or was abandoned. Cougar sightings have been reported during the past 2 weeks in Fountainstown, Crosshaven, and Tulver, which are all located...
I was standing out here at the end of the driveway when I thought it was coming across the field, and it sure was a cougar.
Which are all located...
Or a big cat.
In County Cork. The CSPCA have installed traps and...
Then it was off to the Walgreens to pleasure myself.
In Memphis?
Absolutely.
And trail cameras with hopes of confirming the reports. That's pretty crazy, man.
Wow.
In Ireland, yeah.
They have long been rumored on the moors and in that general area of a large... cat, a large like cougar, puma sort of a creature. You've seen the stories, Preston. Yeah. They've never proven it, but it's like the Jersey Devil or the all these legendary creatures. But the locals will swear it exists.
Yeah, it's been a legend for a long time. You're right. We'll do one more story and then we'll wrap it up. Police in Central Mexico say they caught a man who made off with a hearse complete with a corpse inside. The police department said on its Facebook page that the hearse had been readied to take the body of an 80-year-old man from a hospital to neighboring Guadalajara to a funeral home. Police say a 40-year-old man has admitted seeing the keys left in the vehicle and decided that he would take it late night Friday night.
Is it sort of implied that you're allowed to take it, or it's against the law, right?
It's against the law. Officers were alerted, and they soon spotted the hearse along a highway and detained the suspect.
That's it's a new program called Hearse Share.
Police said that he's been turned over to prosecutors. Both the hearse and the body were recovered.
Bury them yourself.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.